News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Luigi Mangione with second-degree murder in last week's killing of the United Healthcare chief executive officer. Mangione busted in Altoona, Pennsylvania, when a customer in a McDonald's recognized Mangione. Mangione could face an extradition hearing Wednesday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning.
A federal judge in Phoenix sentenced polygamous leader Samuel Bateman to 50 years in prison for coercing girls as young as 9 into criminal sex acts with him. He claimed 20 spiritual wives. The United Nations says Syria's public sector has come to a complete and abrupt halt after rebels overthrew President Bashar al-Assad. This is ABC News. TikTok keeps trying to get out from under a U.S. law requiring it be sold to a U.S.-approved owner or be banned.
TikTok has filed an emergency motion aimed at stopping a potential ban on the social media app that is set to take effect next month. The company says it's appealing an earlier decision that ruled the ban could move forward, now sending the issue to the Supreme Court. TikTok drew attention to the economic impact of a ban, claiming small businesses on the platform stand to lose around $1 billion if the app is taken off American app stores. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Sotheby's announced that the oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments will be auctioned. The 155-pound marble slab dates to 300 to 800 A.D., unearthed during railroad excavations along the southern coast of Israel in 1913 and, at first, not recognized as historically significant. It goes on the block December 18th. Sotheby's says it could draw $2 million. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118 to 113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime, but we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds, and they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse, but we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willie Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top 5, and only 3 flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first week in release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the area in the overnight. A breezy west to northwest wind up around 20 miles per hour, and lows dropping back into the lower and middle 20s. On Tuesday, we'll see partly sunny skies. Northwest wind still a bit breezy. Highs close to 30 degrees. It's 33 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio to discuss the latest in politics and what's happening with the economy. Join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So the latest news is that a 26-year-old man has been arrested near Altoona, Pennsylvania, or is in custody, shall we say, that he was on a bus. The bus had apparently stopped at a McDonald's, and one of the workers at the McDonald's dialed 911 and said, "This guy looks like the guy in the pictures." They stopped the bus. There's a $50,000 reward. I believe there's a $50,000 reward from the FBI and a $10,000 reward from the New York City Police. I could be wrong on those numbers. Double check them. But there's a reward for him. So this McDonald's employee may have just made him or herself some money. And when they searched the bus and found this person's bag, they discovered inside the bag the gun, or a gun, that looks identical to the one that was used to shoot Brian Thompson, and several pieces of fake ID, including one from New Jersey, which was apparently the fake ID that he used to check into the youth hostel, or the hostel, rather, in New York when he went there a week and a half before the assassination. So it looks like they've nailed the guy. I'm expecting within the next hour or two we will get a name. And that will probably lead us to a story. And I'm fully expecting that the story will have something to do with somebody in this kid's family. And I say kid, 26 years old, young man. Somebody in this young man's family having been harmed by, at least in his mind, by United Healthcare. 3 days after Brian Thompson was assassinated, the CEO of United Health Group, which owns United Healthcare, Andrew Witte, circulated a 2.5-minute video to his employees, which is kind of bizarre. I mean, it's The Independent is writing about it. Justin Rohrlich, he writes, United Health Group CEO Andrew Witte told underlings that their work was, quote, critical in preventing the U.S. medical system from providing, quote, unnecessary care he claimed would eventually drive up costs to a, quote, unsustainable level as he complained about the, quote, vitriolic media coverage of the shooting. Of course, he's talking about social media where it seems, I haven't seen any official numbers. I'm not sure there's any official agency that tracks this kind of stuff, but it certainly seems to me like 9 out of 10 of the social media posts I've seen that have to do with the assassination of Brian Thompson have been basically cheering on the shooter, which is a really sad commentary on the state of the American healthcare system, that so many people are so angry about this system that basically has turned, you know, the fate and future of Americans' lives over to, you know, unelected corporations who then extract literally billions of dollars in profits and pay their executives literally millions of dollars in order to have their profits, I guess. The 2-minute, 45-second speech, as I said, followed the assassination. UnitedHealthcare reportedly has one of the highest denial rates in the entire healthcare industry. It was last year sued, I'm reading from the Independent here, for allegedly using a flawed AI algorithm to systematically deny care coverage to seniors. That would be through their Advantage program. Mr. Witte told employees that Thompson was dedicated to the goal of UnitedHealthcare's mission, which he says is to truly make sure that we help the system improve by helping the experience of individuals get better and better. I'm guessing many UnitedHealthcare policyholders would disagree with that. Probably many would agree with it as well. It's if you're not in the 32% who've been, or the I don't know what percentage have had denials. Apparently it's 32% of all claims. But he claimed few people in the history of the U.S. healthcare industry have had a bigger positive effect on American healthcare than Brian. And I can just see people kind of gagging all over the country as they hear that. He said, we guard against the pressures that exist for unsafe care or for unnecessary care to be delivered in a way which makes the whole system too complex and ultimately unsustainable. Well, the system is too complex and is unsustainable. It's going to cost us $55 to $60 trillion over the next 10 years if UnitedHealthcare and their peer companies continue to play the major role in providing our health care and paying for our health care. Whereas if we went to Bernie Sanders' single-payer health care system, it would cost $32 trillion. There's a big difference between $50 trillion and $32 trillion over a decade. There's a huge difference. By the way, we also learned that the backpack that the shooter left in Central Park, apparently, was filled with Monopoly money. Now, what's that about? My guess, if I had to make a guess, and I suppose I might as well, is that he intended to sprinkle the money over the body of the guy he shot, but that he just, you know, decided to flee instead. You know, by way of saying, I'm killing you because of what you did for money. You know, we'll see. I mean, you know, in my article today, there is one sentence that I really struggled with, but ultimately, this is how I wrote it. Essentially, UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson made decisions that killed Americans for a living in exchange for $10 million a year. He and his peers in the industry are probably paid as much as they are because there is an actual shortage of people with business training who are willing to oversee decisions that cause or allow others to die in exchange for millions in annual compensation. And this is a theme that, you know, we've delved into many times in this program, including with a number of guests who were psychiatrists, which is that, you know, there are studies that show that as many as one in five American CEOs are actually psychopaths, that psychopaths become some of the most successful business leaders because they just don't care what their actions do to average people. They only care for themselves and their company. They're singularly focused on that, which is, you know, in essence, capitalism or corporate capitalism is psychopathic. It doesn't care. Corporations don't care what happened to their customers or what happens to the people that they interact with or even their impact on the local community, the environment, until or unless it impacts their profits. It's the only context in which they care. And I think that you could correctly define that as psychopathy. That said, let's talk about another psychopath, Donald Trump. The media, Jason Lincoln's writing over at newrepublic.com, says the media is ready to hold Trump to a lower standard. And this is really troubling. I mean, we've all seen this, right? When he points out, when Obama was president, during the 8 years of the Obama presidency, Obama was constantly being criticized in the media, particularly by op-ed writers. Probably one of the more outspoken ones was David Broder, for not working with Republicans. When, in fact, one of the things we know, and I reported it at length on this program back in 2009 when the story came out, was that there was this meeting held in a restaurant that was actually on the city block where I lived in Washington, D.C. at the time. They had this meeting with Mitch McConnell and I believe the Speaker of the House at the time, Paul Ryan, and a number of senior Republicans, where they decided that they were going to present a united front against Obama. They were not going to allow Obama to do anything. no success, so that in 2012, when Obama ran for re-election, they could run against him by saying he didn't get anything done, which is essentially, by the way, what they just did against Biden. Biden was able to accomplish very little over the last 2 years legislatively because Republicans blocked absolutely everything he tried to do, or almost everything. And then they ran on the fact that, well, you know, he's not been solving your problems. We'll solve your problems. The Lincolns notes Obama followed their lead down a multitude of blind alleys in negotiations over debt ceiling and multiple failed attempts at debt slashing committees, with each failure the funding class slagged Obama for his failed leadership. He says this was a deeply rooted insanity. Instead, the question became, what's he going to do? What are the Republicans going to do? And we're seeing that right now in real time right in front of us. Everybody's going, whoa, what's he going to do? What's Trump going to do? Oh, looks like Trump's going to do this. Looks like Trump is going to do that. Are you hearing anybody in the mainstream media, the corporate media, on the Sunday talk shows? I mean, again, remember, when Biden came into office, the conversation was all about, how is he going to work with the Republicans? When morning comes, it'll be too late. Through the wind and the rain, she says, remember how quickly the pundit class flips the off switch and recognize their unrelenting criticism. And this is really well said. He says, I can already hear pencils being sharpened, ready to greet the president-elect's plan to pardon January 6 rioters, with a flurry of hot takes about how Biden's pardon of Hunter may at all okay. And he asks, what purpose is such journalism? Media figures who are making $10, $20, $30 million a year.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Court in Maine gave to me 10% off $25 purchase, 15% off $50 purchase, 20% off $75 purchase, and 25% off $100 purchase. Buy more, save more.
Oligarch class.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get 4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit CellPlus.com for details. Here's another hint. After my divorce, get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge equipment
consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard.
Civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
Capterra.com.
Just his ride. The middle class sings. Up on the housetop.
back 24 minutes past the hour. Yes, it's cold outside. The shortest day of the year is coming up in, 2 weeks? The 22nd, the 23rd of December. And you really notice it at these northern latitudes. Like getting up in the dark, we're going to bed in the dark. Which I kind of like. When we lived in Vermont, it was the same thing. I would actually just sleep more in the winter. But I didn't have a regular job like I do right now, where I have to show up every morning at 8 o'clock. Really at 6 o'clock. So, I want to get to your calls, but first I just wanted to give you a quick, my take on what's going on in Syria, because I haven't discussed this, and so much has happened over the weekend. The next week or so is going to be really interesting. Keep in mind, Syria is a fairly diverse country. You've got a lot of Kurds in Syria. When Trump was president the last time, he betrayed. Remember the Kurds giving us the finger as we pulled our troops out and just left them to Assad's tender mercy. This might be an opportunity for the emergence of a Kurdistan. You have Christians. It's a fairly diverse country, and Bashar al-Assad is an Alawite. He's a Shia. Now, the country is predominantly Sunni. The Shias and the Alawites are about 10% of the country, and so could be a prescription for sectarian violence, for absolute chaos, for slaughter. And the guy's taking over it's an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. But apparently a far more rational one. And it looks like this guy, who is the leader of this thing, Jelani, it looks like he has maybe learning the lessons based on what happened in Iraq, what happened in Libya, what happened across the Arab Spring, and is going to be... not the Taliban dictator type, although again, we don't know yet. But so far, he said he's going to protect the Christian minority, he's going to protect the Shia minority, he's going to protect the Kurds. And if that's the case, if they can put out something that looks like maybe sort of a democracy, or even just a semi-pluralistic society. My sense of it is that the United States, probably Israel and Saudi Arabia, are essentially saying, come with us and we'll help you out. And Joe Biden essentially said that as well. And on the other side, you've got Russia and Iran. And probably Hezbollah saying, no, come with us and we'll help you out. And so the guys who now rule Syria are going to have to make some decisions. They're going to have to decide who their international support strategic alliances are going to be, and what they're going to do about this giant Russian naval base that's in Syria. That was the reason why Russia has all these years supporting Assad. So I don't think that the other shoe has yet dropped. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So those are my thoughts. What's on your mind today? I'll give us a call sometime this Saturday break. Stay with us.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll.
Hush, see him so gently sleep. After the show's over,
hush, hush, smiling
easily. We talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv.
There's a warmth, there's a need,
full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the
there's a history between
the stars, ancient sunlight, the fate of the world.
Girls like her, guys like me,
discover how we're made of sunlight and what it
has to do with
us
and angels. She's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's
heavenly.
I'd die for her and she loves me. Cowboys and angels. We ride side by side.
Follow me behind me.
Save your love to
loneliness.
save your love from sorrow.
Absolutely free.
I gave you my loneliness. Give me your tomorrow.
I don't tell me I've nothing to do.
believe it was. Now think about this. There is There is biodiesel. You can look it up. Look up Portland and diesel. Yeah. But think about this. Think about in Portland. How much waste cooking oil is exported out by multinational corporations every day that could be turned into
Looking
Which
back
I
now,
can,
probably
I
should
it
run.
This is not kind of the topic of the day here, but thanks for the call. James, pretty good speaking of Portland.
Then I wasn't sure, but he swaggered by and said the boy said to tell you, hey. Now he's kicked back in his easy chair, holding a fin, tapping the bear on a fresh clean set of blue polish up 38. That was kind of hoping he at least would be scared. But all he said was, okay, she was good. And you
Why made that midnight call? 'Cause I heard.
keep coming back? Why do I gotta keep going? Why do I gotta keep coming back? Why do I gotta keep going?
Everybody gets free installation.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist. Wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun. Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
The American dream. We must restore.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of health care information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Tom Hartman. Air America host Tom Hartman shows the class of democracy that was so carefully put together by
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank. We gain mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right on in
only
the Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived, the mother city of Corrupt, ruled in modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental. Specific and immediate.
Hey,
reform.
Mozart,
radical
what kind of name is Amadeus?
My book, Threshold, illustrates like the mistakes we have made as a culture.
Gotta die to be famous.
And provides the inspiration and motivation.
I may not go down in history. I just want someone. But if I will magic touch. But even all that shiny stuff, some day's gonna turn to dust. Hey Jesus, must have been some Sunday morning in a blaze of glory. I'm still telling your story.
That's what we have.
It's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
This, to me, is the extension of that. They finally got the thought out of there. And that, to me, is a good question. What type of government is the leader of this revolution for Syria?
Or at least has taken in several Syrian cities. What form of government is going to create? There are several models out there in the Arab world.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, we can debate that all week, all month, I'm sure. running a health insurance company.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I
helped me change a tire in the Citgo parking lot. He said we both could use a pick. But I said, hell, why not? We started out as one night, turned to 6 months just like that. Never had a ring on, so I never thought to ask. Then last night I saw a message on his phone. Said, hey babe, what time you coming home? I never wanted to be that girl.
Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked in City Madison for 34 years. Action cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike for that. And now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A suspect is in custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Last week's killing of United Healthcare Chief Exec Brian Thompson. He's identified as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, busted at a McDonald's.
When the officer probed further, asking, have you ever been to New York City? That's when they said Mangione had a physical reaction. He started shaking, the charging document said. And that's when police here became confident they had the person that New York City police had been looking for the last 6 days.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Altoona. New York City prosecutors have now charged Mangione with second-degree murder. A New York City jury acquitted retired Marine Daniel Penny in the chokehold death of Subway performer Jordan Neely. Neely's family is planning to sue for wrongful death. The government reports a 2.5 cents drop in its national average price for regular gasoline, now just under $3.01 a gallon. This is ABC News. The EPA is cracking down on cancer-causing chemicals.